Maram Gagnon, Maram Okay, distinguished representatives of national human rights institutions, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor and a pleasure to address you on behalf of the President of the Human Rights Council during the high-level opening of the Gandhi 2019 Annual Conference. Allow me to convey the President's sincere thanks to you, Chairperson Rudolph, for the invitation to take part in this important event. He regrets that he cannot be here this morning to address you personally, as he is currently chairing the Human Rights Council. I wish to commend you, Chairperson, for your effective leadership of the Global Association over the past 3 years. On behalf of the Human Rights Council, I wish to thank you most sincerely for your good work and dedication in making Gandhi a key international body. Allow me also to congratulate Mr. Carlos Negret on his election as chairperson. I am certain that under his leadership, the cooperation, collaboration, and participation of National Human Rights Institution Network at the international level will grow even stronger. The focus of this year's annual conference is extremely timely and important in our work to promote and protect human rights of all. The Global Compact for Migration provides an important opportunity to advance the human rights of all migrants, regardless of their status. It rests on the solid foundation of the values embodied in the UN Charter, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the 2030 Agenda, and the 9 core international human rights treaty instruments. Its adoption demonstrates that international cooperation is our greatest tool for confronting the most urgent and challenging issues that we face today, and will be the key reference point for future cooperation on respecting, protecting, and fulfilling the human rights of migrants. The Global Compact aligns with the guiding principles of the Human Rights Council, including the universality of human rights and the importance of cooperation. As the leading UN body responsible for the promotion and protection of human rights around the world, the Human Rights Council has a key role to play in the implementation, follow-up, and review of the Global Compact. The Council's special procedures, and especially the Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants, provide the Council with reliable and up-to-date information from the ground on the status of the human rights of migrants and identify best practices and concrete areas and means for international cooperation in order to enhance the protection of the human rights of migrants. Moreover, the Council continues to raise the human rights issues surrounding migrants through its resolutions on the human rights of migrants, as well as various panel discussions, including its discussions last March on human rights, climate change, migrants, and persons displaced across international borders. National human rights institutions can provide a valuable input to the Council's work in this regard. National human rights institutions' engagement in and contribution to the work of the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms is essential in the Council's efforts to fulfill its mandate to promote and protection of all human rights and fundamental freedoms for all. Through their monitoring and reporting functions, they provide the Council with reliable information on the human rights situation at national level. National human rights institutions also support the Council in following up on its recommendations, including by offering advice to states on the implementation of recommendations and serving as a platform for a dialogue among stakeholders. The value of the National Human Rights Institutions' contribution to the work of the Human Rights Council has been regularly recognized by the Council, including in the most recent Council resolution 39/17, adopted by the Council without a vote last September. I wish to take this opportunity to reiterate that the Council encourages Paris Principle compliant NHRIs to continue to participate and in and contribute to the work of the Human Rights Council and its universal periodic review mechanisms and special procedures. Allow me also to emphasize the important role played by GANRI in assessing conformity with the Paris Principles and in assisting states and national institutions to strengthen national human rights institutions in accordance with such principles. I commend the Association for proving a platform for continued cooperation, capacity building, and sharing of best practices among the national human rights institutions, which undoubtedly benefits human rights. In conclusion, Madam Chair, the Global Compact recognizes that we all have an important role to play in the governance of migration, including national human rights institutions. This annual conference provides an invaluable opportunity to share best practices and discuss jointly how the national human rights institutions can engage effectively in the implementation, follow-up, and the review process of the Global Compact. I wish you all a successful annual conference. I thank you.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Vice-président du Conseil d'Ordre.